Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Carl Fisher. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1. And the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fox. Owen moves to second. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney strikes out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. JoJo White pinch runs for Ray Hayworth. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Heine Scubble now playing third base. Johnny Pasek now catching. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scubble fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Scubble moves to second. Johnny Pasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasek strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.